Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Hello, Chiefs fans. Brendan Howe saying good evening and welcome into the Chiefs pregame show. A pleasure to have you with us. We are getting ready for game four of a six-game series between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and our Peoria Chiefs on Kendrick Green night from Dozer Park. The Peoria native and Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman is in the house tonight. It's Flat Screen Friday, and we have post-game fireworks tonight, an absolutely electric night from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. And speaking of fireworks, if you didn't join us last night, the Colonel sent off plenty of them as Peoria took another one on the chin, losing by a final of 13-1. The Colonels hit four home runs, three of them back-to-back-to-back in the sixth inning, when Seth Gray, Jair Camargo, and Wander Javier each got the better of Peoria pitching on their way to tallying 14 hits in their winning effort, their 22nd of the season, winning 22 of their first 30 contests of the year. They're off to just an incredible start, the best in the Midwest League. With the loss, the Chiefs dropped their ninth consecutive game. They've scored just 14 runs over that span and are being outscored by the Colonels 30-3 this week. And to add salt to the wound, the Colonels are outpacing the Chiefs 55-26 on the season. Over this losing streak, the Chiefs' offense has been MIA, scoring just 14 runs in nine games for a run and a half per game, 1.55 to be exact. The Chiefs have scored two runs or less in seven consecutive games. Not going to win many doing that. And to make matters worse, Peoria is just 11 for 84 with runners in scoring position in the month of May, an average of 131. So you could be looking back at many, many innings and opportunities and saying, well, what if? However, if you were with us last night on the pregame show, we talked about the fact Peoria's starting pitching has actually been a bit of a silver lining in all of this. And last night it was the entire staff who, despite giving up those 13 runs in the loss, was able to strike out a season-high 16 Colonel hitters. And speaking of pitching, Cedar Rapids has been one of the better teams all season on the mound in the Midwest League and all of minor league baseball, recording a 2.7 earned run average as a club, the lowest in all of the minor leagues. And wrap your head around this one, folks. Colonels pitching has posted a minuscule 0.45 ERA in their last 40 innings of play, giving up just a pair of earned runs. Just to add on to the already impressive stats the Colonels are able to post, they can swing it too, as we know well by now, three games into this series. Cedar Rapids ranks second in the Midwest League in runs scored, while placing third in both hits and batting average. The Chiefs will be in need of a stopper tonight to slow down that kind of a high-powered offense. We'll tell you who that might be right after these words. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs pregame show on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees, and I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, every project, every time, protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/Peoria.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. In the booth from Dozer Park, I'm Brendan Howe, taking you up until first pitch in just a few minutes in downtown Peoria. It's game four of a six-game series between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and our Peoria Chiefs. It's been the Colonels who have taken the first three to try and get the Chiefs back on the winning track. They'll hand the ball to Michael McGreevy tonight. He'll be looking to get the Chiefs and himself back in the win column following his worst outing of the 2022 season last time out in South Bend when he allowed four runs on six hits. That number of runs is the highest any team has been able to muster up off of McGreevy since his collegiate days at UC Santa Barbara when he allowed four on April the 23rd of 2021 against Long Beach State. McGreevy will look to return to form tonight against the Cedar Rapids order that has torched the Chiefs so far in this series. We'll hand the ball to left-hander Cade Povich. The lefty gets his second look at the Chiefs tonight. He first pitched against them back on April the 19th, where he went 4 2/3 innings, surrendering a pair of runs on five hits and fanning nine in the process. Povich has consistently been one of the better arms the Colonels have had to offer this year, with a 2-1 record and a 3.32 ERA to go along with it. All that said, it's time to meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Night off for a couple of big names in the Chiefs' order. They are back in there tonight. Mason Wynn, a leadoff playing shortstop. Matt Chamberlain moves up a couple of slots in the lineup in the two-hole in right field. L.J. Jones, who blasted his first long ball of the year last night, he's out at left. Thomas Francisco in the cleanup slot at first. Carlos Soto behind him doing the catching, batting fifth. Francisco Hernandez in the sixth hole at second base. Noah Menlinger in the seventh hole at third. Tommy Jew batting eighth and center. And Zade Richardson, for the first time all season, getting back-to-back starts. He's DHing tonight in the nine hole, rounding out the nine for the Chiefs. You'll notice no Mike Antico. First time in a while he's been able to get a night off his feet. He'll sit on the bench along with Aaron Antonini, and no Mac Chambers tonight as well, the switch hitter who has been a vital part of this Peoria offense this season. Looking at Cedar Rapids, Anthony Prado at second base will lead things off. Jefferson Morales behind the plate doing the catching. He was DHing last night. Christian Encarnacion Strand, the power-hitting third baseman, will bat third. Aaron Sabato, who was tossed out of last night's ballgame, he's back in the lineup tonight in the cleanup hole at first. Seth Gray in the five hole, one of the only lefties yet again tonight for the Colonels in the five hole and left. Wander Javier, who had himself one heck of a night, perhaps maybe even a career night last night with a couple of home runs and five RBIs. He's in the six hole at short. Charles Mack, who we saw him a couple of nights ago, back in the order tonight DHing. Kyler Fedko, who was just called up from low A Fort Myers, he will make his high A debut in right field, batting eighth. And Willie Joe Gary Jr. in center field will round out the nine. He was subbed in last night as a defensive replacement after the Sabato ejection. The Dinkelman to make a few changes. Willie Joe Gary Jr. was subbed in as part of the ball game last night. That is a look at the lineups. We are minutes away from action in downtown Peoria. Lineup cards being exchanged at the dish as we speak. We'll hit one more break, and when we come back, we'll give you a look at the weather, a trip around the Cardinals organization, and take a peek at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, and then first pitch with Cody Schindler. All that still to come on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Brendan Brandon Howe back with you on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. One final segment to get to before action here from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Game four of a six-game set between the Colonels and the Chiefs. A beautiful evening for baseball. We have clear skies, more warmth, about 91 degrees. Just another picturesque night to play some baseball and hopefully a Chiefs win on the horizon. While we have a moment, let's give you a brief look around the organization from last night. Palm Beach and Fort Myers got rained out. They're playing two tonight. Amarillo took down Springfield by a final of 5-2. And Memphis was able to take down Norfolk 5-2. The Cardinals losers to the Baltimore Orioles last night at Busch Stadium 3-2, the final there. Trip around the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard while we have a moment. Lakes on top of Lake County underway already. They're in the top of the fourth. Fort Wayne and South Bend in a 2-2 deadlock after one. Dayton and Lansing in a scoreless tie there in the third inning over there. Wisconsin and Quad City, same thing, scoreless, just underway, top of the first. And West Michigan already has taken down Beloit today by a final of 3-0. The West Michigan able to blank the Skycarp in the early game. That one got started at 11:05 in Education Day out there in West Michigan. We are just about ready to rock from Dozer Park. Game 4 of 6 this week between the Chiefs and the Colonels. Keep it here. First pitch with Cody Schindler is next on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Downtown Peoria. It's our Chiefs, 12-18, losers of 9 in a row, hosting the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 22-8, the best record in the Midwest League. On the bump for Peoria, Michael McGreevy, the Cardinals' first-round draft pick from a year ago. McGreevy was the Midwest League Pitcher of the Month for April. He's coming off his first loss of the year in his last outing, six innings, which actually technically qualified as a complete game as it was the back end of a doubleheader, the Chiefs being the road team. Six innings qualified as a complete game, so go figure there. But he took the loss, six innings, 11 hits, four runs, all earned. He'll look to bounce back against this Cedar Rapids lineup, filled out by their skipper Brian Dinkelman. Prado, Morales, Encarnacion, Strand at the top. Sabato, Gray, and Javier in the middle. Mac, Fedco, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. round things out for the Colonels.
6:35, right on the dot. Away we go. And the first pitch is fisted into shallow right. Coming on is Chamberlain, and he makes the sliding grab. One pitch, one out. A good start for McGreevy. A welcomed start. It looks like the Chiefs have fallen behind early in most of these nine contests during their nine-game losing streak. McGreevy works from the windup. His first pitch to Jefferson Morales is a strike called 0-1. Here's the next pitch from McGreevy. That one down and in the dirt, and that got under the mask of the home plate umpire, Kevin Levine. Tough way to start the night for him, and Michael McGreevy will ask for a new baseball, and knowing Mike, he probably checked up on him and asked if he was okay. McGreevy, in addition to being quite the pitcher, he's one of the nicest guys I've been around. And now the plate umpire, Kevin Levine, walking up the first baseline, he's still in a little bit of pain. And I think that ball may have got him on the throat. And Peyton Evelyn, the Peoria trainer, out to check on him. They're at least having a conversation at the moment. Back to McGreevy. He's a first-round pick, right? He's a guy who comes with a lot of pedigree. I've never seen him decline an autograph. I've never seen him decline a picture. Quite honestly, he probably stays longer than necessary to sign said autographs and take said pictures. He's just a nice dude who happens to throw the baseball around 95 miles per hour. Looks like Kevin Levine is all right. He's walking back to the plate, and he got a cup of water as well just to make sure everything was all right. And that's scary. Anytime the ball gets up underneath the mask and gets by the chin or the throat, there is no protection offered there, and that is rather uncomfortable. It's a diving win in the left field. Morales aboard with a one-out single. This is the second start of the year for McGreevy against these Colonels. He faced them on April 21st in Cedar Rapids. Six innings, seven hits, one run, no walks, seven punchouts, 89 pitches, six off his season high. He threw 61 for strikes. Face Encarnacion Strand now. First pitch misses down away, ball one, like a slider. Four-pitch mix from McGreevy, sinker, slider, curve, and change. He works from the stretch with the runner at first. Now a quick move to chase Morales back. McGreevy has a pair of quick feet. No doubt about it. He's quite the athlete, former shortstop. He's set at the belt. The 1-0 delivery is over but low. Two balls and no strikes. Mention that Kevin Levine is behind the plate. Justin Jeska is his partner. He'll handle the work on the bases tonight. Hitters count for Encarnacion Strand, who's hitting .372 on the year. Takes just off the outside edge, and it's now 3-0. The flags hardly moving to the left of dead center. There is a chance for some precipitation as the night moves on. 3-0, and there's a strike called on the inner third to make it three balls and one strike on Encarnacion Strand. 29 runs driven in. One of the best hitters in all of professional baseball for the first month. Just swinging a foul back. The count full 3-2. McGreevy, the punch-outs were down in his last start against South Bend, just two strikeouts. Didn't say he's necessary, but he will rack him up from time to time. Payoff pitch, and it's looped foul and out of play right side. Decent contingent here on this Friday evening. Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman Kendrick Green is in the house, Peoria native. Talked with him pregame. He threw out the first pitch. Another 3-2, and that one clipped Encarnacion Strand. And first and second with one out. McGreevy and Encarnacion Strand shared a chuckle on the way down the line. Here's Sabato now. Sabato at first. .172, four homers. 19 ribbies. He takes a strike on the outer edge, nothing and one. Sabato was tossed from last night's ball game, ejected in the fourth inning, arguing balls and strikes. 0-1. Swing and a foul back. Sabato, a good pass at that one. Count nothing and two. Just underway, no score, top of the first inning. Morales, the runner at second, he singled. Encarnacion Strand occupies first. He was hit by a pitch. Now McGreevy bluffs the runner back from second. Double play depth up the middle. The next pitch is lined foul down the right field line. Would have been major trouble. Sabato, a guy who, he does have some power the other way, but he's more of a up the middle and pull hitter. Count remains nothing and two. Gravy takes a peek at second, now fires home, and he gets a cut and a miss. Like a curveball that time. Took a little more off. He flipped up a slider earlier in the AB. Sabato had a pretty good pass at that one, but came up empty on the old Uncle Charlie. Two away. Seth Gray, the batter now. He had quite the night last night in a 13-1 Colonels victory. First delivery is a middle-middle strike, 0-1. Gray, a homer, a double, a walk, three RBIs, three runs scored. Pitcher McGreevy downstairs, 1-1. I have to go back through the archives, but I believe this is the first time this year that McGreevy has worked with Carlos Soto, the Peoria catcher. Soto sets up down and in. The 1-1 pitch is floated into shallow right center. It's going to fall in for a knock, and the Colonels will draw first blood. Morales around to score. It's 1-0 Cedar Rapids on a jam shot single to right center. At the corners now for Wander Javier. Little lob wedge. And if you're McGreevy, you're talking to yourself saying, not again. This was the recipe put together by the South Bend Cubs. Soft contact that found open space. Now Javier hits one on the screws, but right at the second baseman Hernandez, who gloves and steps in the second base bag to end the threat. Gray bloops one in the right center to give his team an early lead. Javier hits a screamer right at somebody to end the inning. Colonels 1, Chiefs coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Kovach goes to the mound with an early 1-0 cushion. He'll face this Chiefs lineup. Wynn Chamberlain Jones at the top. Francisco Soto Hernandez in the middle. Menlinger, Jew Richardson, 7, 8, and 9. Povich's first delivery is fouled back. Away we go in the bottom. Lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Check them out. North Brandywine Drive in Peoria. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. Swing and a foul back by Wynn. The count nothing and two. Mason is in his first slump of the year. Average has dipped down to 344. Next pitch from Povich. Swing and a ground ball. Diving stop by the third baseman, Encarnacion Strand, who gets to his feet to throw out the speedy Wynn. My goodness. When it's going your way, it's going your way. Everything has turned up kernels in this series. Even Mason feels like he hits one hard, finds a glove. Lefty-lefty battle. Chamberlain takes the strike, nothing and one. Maddie, 225 on the year, one homer, five runs driven in. Infield shifted towards the right side. Here's the next pitch on its way. Strike called, nothing and two. Povich, 6'3", 185 from Bellevue, Nebraska. He was a third rounder in last year's draft. 0-2 is fouled back to the screen. You know, Encarnacion Strand is at third. The rest of the Colonel's defense, Gray, Gary, and Fedko, left to right across the outfield. Encarnacion Strand, Javier, Prado, and Sabato on the infield. Catcher is Jefferson Morales. 0-2 offering off the plate. 1-2 now. Slight kick on the next delivery. Check swing. Did Chamberlain hold? Yes, he did. Count evens, two aside. Colonels wearing their road grays. Chiefs wearing their alternate red tops. Home white trouser. He stayed high. The count full now. 3-2. Here's the next pitch. The payoff is upstairs, ball four. Chamberlain, not a guy to expand his zone. Good discipline take there. A pitch that probably could have went either way. L.J. Jones steps in now. He mashed his first homer of the year last night. First pitch. This ball's well struck. Deep right field. Fedko is back, but he has room on the warning track. Now, if you're L.J. Jones, tip your cap. He did his job, hit one hard. Right at somebody. Povich played his college ball at the University of Nebraska. First pitch missed. Way for a ball to Thomas Francisco. Povich rests the glove belt high. The 1-0 try. Misses away, and it gets past Morales. Povich, a wild pitch. First one he's uncorked this year. Chamberlain now in scoring position. Could be significant. Count reached 2-0 on Francisco, who's been slowly climbing up the Chiefs lineup. The next pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count 2-1. One nothing Cedar Rapids. We're in the bottom of the first inning here, downtown Peoria. Next pitch to Francisco is lifted to left field. Twisting and turning is Gray, and he makes the catch with a late adjustment. It was not a thing of beauty, but hold in for out number three to end the inning. Chiefs do not score. We go to the second. 1-0, Cedar Rapids, an early lead here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Ready to go in the top of the second inning. Colonels looking to secure a series win. They're up 1-0. Mac Fetko and Gary Jr., the scheduled hitters, 7-8-9 in the order. First pitch from McGreevy, misses down and away, ball one. McGreevy, quick worker, he goes from the wine, the next pitch home, a good changeup. Swing and a miss to make it 1-1. Blue skies overhead for now, but again, there's a threat of precipitation as we move on through the night. Mac takes a 1-1 heater for a strike, the count 1-2. Greavy can manipulate that heater, has a lot of sink to it. 1-2 home, a check swing. Mac, he went around. No need for an appeal, said Kevin Levine, our home plate umpire. Second strikeout from McGreevy and a quick start to his top of the second. Fetko, the batter now, making his high A debut. Had plenty of success at low A with Fort Myers. First pitch, a breaking ball strike, 0-1. It's interesting that for Fetko, nothing has changed. Fort Myers is playing our low A affiliate, the Palm Beach Cardinals. On strike delivery, that one nipped the outside edge. It's quickly 0-2. I would assume the biggest difference from low A to high A, from high A to double A, so on and so forth, how much sharper the breaking balls get. As you move up the ladder, McGreevy has two plus ones. Slider and a curveball. 2 missed down in the dirt. Looked like the slider that time. Count now 1 and 2. Grevy turns and deals. The next pitch misses off the end. Balls, 2 strikes on Fetco. Not all that big. He does have some pop. Getting the scout from Thomas Breach, the voice of the Colonels earlier today. 2-2 pitch again missed down away. And from 0-2 to 3-2, the count is full. Here comes the payoff. And it's fouled off of the plate. Looked like he got a piece of Soto on that left shin guard. Base is empty, 1 away. McGreevy to the plate. The pitch is lined in the right, a base knock. Welcome to High A, Kyler Fetco. So awesome pitches. Won the battle with a sharp line drive single. It's the third hit for Cedar Rapids. All of them just the one base. Number 9 batter, Gary, steps in. Back to the stretch. First pitch to Gary is popped up. Foul ground left side. It will find the seats. Probably about 6 rows off the plane surface. One strike to count. Grevy from San Clemente, California. It's appropriate that earlier today we dropped episode 1 of the Chief Talk podcast. McGreevy featured alongside Gordon Graceffo. A 1 offering nip the inside corner. It's nothing and 2. Pickoff throw to first. Chases Fetco back. You're limited to just a couple of step-offs. High A levels, part of the new pace of play rules. Grevy is a guy who will use his pickoff tosses, no doubt about it. Swinging a foul down the left field line, will do it again. One run, 3 hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. Zeros across the board for the Chiefs. Still in the early stages. Top of the second inning, game 4 of this series. Hard to believe, but we're already on the back half of the season series. This is game 10 of 15. The Colonels, by the way, have already secured the season series. Here's a line drive down the left field line, twisting, and it lands just foul. What a score to run. Fetco is all the way to third. Instead, Gary will waltz back to the left-handed batter's box. Count remains nothing and 2. Maybe looking for a put-away pitch here. Gary's been pesky. Time is cold. Lights are on here at Dozier Park, taking a minimal effect at the moment. That will change as the night goes on. 2 strike pitch bounced way out in front of the plate. Soto able to knock that one down, put the chest protector to good use. One and 2 the count now. Grevy played his college ball at UC Santa Barbara. We went back, looked at some of his game logs. Tell you more after the 1-2 pitch is skied to left field. Jones is back into the corner. He'll play it off the wall. Fetco to third. He'll stop there. It's a double for Gary, who just kept battling, and he finally won the battle with a double that banged off the base of the wall just to the right of the 310 sign out there. 2 in scoring position with just 1 out. The top of the order, Anthony Prado due. In McGreevy's last start, he gave up 4 runs against South Bend, all of them earned. You have to go all the way back to April of 2021 to find the last time he allowed four runs or more in a start. He gave up four to Long Beach State. First pitch breaker missed down and away. Ball one on Prado, who skied to right to begin the ball game. First pitch, in fact. Corner men are in. The 1-0 pitch, a good slider. Strike called. It's 1-1. Plenty of room on the right side. Second baseman Hernandez shaded up the middle. 1-1 home is fouled back into the screen. 1-2 now. Gravy looking to wiggle out of a jam. His team already down 1-0. He peers in, he has his sign. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. To move it to 2-2. It's been a series dominated by the Colonels. They've outscored the Chiefs 31-3. We enter the 29th inning of the week. 2-2, laser in the left, a base hit. One run is in. Gary's getting the green light from Brian Dinkelman. The throw from L.J. Jones is a little late. Pair of runs score. Prado a single. He advances to second on the throw. Throw that was on line by Jones, but just a little tardy. And it's 3-0 Cedar Rapids. Edwin Moreno, the Chiefs pitching coach, out to have a word. Just been that type of stretch for the Chiefs. All of a sudden, Michael Yasenka is up in the Peoria pen. Just haven't seen this with McGreevy on the mound, who been as good as anybody in high A. Leads the Midwest League in innings pitch. He's top 10 in ERA and whip. He's back to work, and he gets a check swing strike on Jefferson Morales. Nothing in one. Morales singled and scored the Colonel's first run back in the opening frame. Prado off second. The 0-1 pitch is lined to center, but right at Tommy Jew. He hardly flinched. Two down for the dangerous Encarnacion Strand. Good news. The fourth night in a row, it's a hitter's night. Three runs, you feel like you can make those up, despite the Chiefs' recent struggles offensively. Grevy will look to leave the deficit at three. Flips up a slider for a strike, 0-1. Three runs on five hits now for Cedar Rapids. Three of those hits here in the top of the second. Grevy, the late kick in the pitch home. Misses high and away. 1-1. Pretty good buzz in the ballpark tonight. Next pitch home, a swing and a foul back. It's 1-2. Expecting a little bit bigger crowd tomorrow. Saturday looks absolutely beautiful. Low to mid-80s with plentiful sunshine. Count me in. Prado remains at second, measures an aggressive lead. The next pitch, that ends the frame, but the Colonels scratch a pair. And through 1.5, they lead it by a field goal. 3-0, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Kate Povich back to the rubber with a 3-0 cushion. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Soto will lead things off for Peoria. Hernandez and Menlinger, his friends, will follow. Lefty-lefty confrontation. First pitch is a strike. High strike. Now, Carlos, 117 on the year, just one homer. Two runs driven in. Slow start for him. Next pitch, he holds up on a check swing. Pitch missed down and away to make it 1-1. Here's the next offering. Breaking ball that didn't break. It's 2-1. Infield shifted slightly towards the right side. The next pitch, a middle heater. Soto was looking for something else. 2-2 the count. Povich has his signal. The next pitch, curveball grounded back to the mound. Povich behind his back, able to knock it down with the mitt and throw to first in plenty of time. That goes 1-3. And there's one out in the bottom of the second. Hernandez steps in, right-handed swinger. He's at second base tonight. That's where he's been for much of the year. First delivery, back foot breaker, missed down and in, 1-0. Mentioned the Chiefs looking to avoid a 10-game losing streak. Down by 3 in the early going. 1-0 pitch, good curveball that time to make it 1-1. Lot of gold, a lot of yellow in the Sitting Bull tonight. Hernandez takes high, 2-1. Peoria native and Pittsburgh Steeler, Kendrick Green in attendance, signing some autographs as we speak. Yellow towel giveaway. The official title. 2-1 pitch, a strike called. Count even to a side. Now, I get it. If you follow football, if you're a Steeler fan, you know that's not the proper term for it, but we can't use the proper term. Fouled back. Official scorer, Rob, he's a lawyer, so he could probably explain that to me. Why can't we use a certain terminology to describe that towel? Yeah. Oh, okay. Rob's not sure. So, I don't know. 2-2 pitches swung on and popped up a mile in the air, a shallow center. Who wants it? It's the center fielder, Gary, at a late break. Ultimately makes a catch, but a long way to go. I don't know. We'll have Rob look into it between innings. Two away. Here's Noah Menlinger. Some dark clouds on the peripheral, by the way. Henlinger steps in. First pitch way high for ball one. Chiefs did mix up the routine a little bit, by the way. We mentioned they've lost nine straight. They did not take BP on the field today. That's rather unusual. No pitches upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. It's always interesting to see how each coaching staff, how each player, quite frankly, views batting practice. Does it carry over if you have a good round or two? 2-0 breaking ball falls in to make it 2-1. If you have a couple of bad rounds or you feel like you've had some bad swings, does that carry over to a game? Next delivery, sharper breaking pitch, but that one missed down and away. 3-1. I think when you talk to pitchers, it seems like there's a relatively, I think it's a trend at this point. It seems like many pitchers are often quoted saying this following a no-hitter, for example. Menlinger takes a heater to fill the count. They say something along the lines of, oh, I didn't have my best bullpen. I struggled in the pregame. 3-2 pitch is looped in a shallow right. Prado, the second baseman, going out over the shoulder. Did he catch that ball? Oh, my. Anthony Prado field a full extension grab. Needed, oh, my goodness, every ounce to haul that one in. A sensational grab to end the inning. Everything popping up Cedar Rapids this week. My goodness, hang a star on that play. We're off to the third. 3-0 Colonels, Peoria Chiefs streaming at work.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Top of the third inning, 3-0 Cedar Rapids. It'll be Aaron Savato against Michael McGreevy. The first pitch of the inning is a strike called on the outside edge. One. Next pitch from the right-hander McGreevy. A strike on the outer edge. It's nothing and two. We've seen some great defense in this series, haven't we? Tommy Jew brought back a home run on Wednesday. Savato goes down to get the 0-2 pitch and skies it to right center. Chamberlain over. Makes the head-high grab, one away. McGreevy has done a nice job of keeping the leadoff man from getting on base. Colonels have not had a leadoff man reach through the first three innings, but yet they have three runs. Seth Gray, the batter now, he picked up where he left off from last night, an RBI single in the first. Pitcher McGreevy, looked like a curveball. Taken downstairs, 1-0. Next pitch, home. Down for a ball. Now 2-0. Infield shifted towards the right side for Gray. Next delivery there is a strike on the inside edge, 2-1. Gray is a guy who faced the exaggerated shift last year. Obviously, you can no longer do that under the new high A rules. Here's an inside-out swing, a floater that will fade out of play down the left field line. 2-0 to 2-2, just like that. Greavy wastes no time getting back on the hill. Wine in the 2-2, swing and a miss. Gray down via the K. Greavy now with four punch-outs. This is a Colonels team that strikes out a ton. The Chiefs actually struck out, and this is quite the anomaly, they struck out 16 Colonels batters last night, a season high for the Peoria pitching staff. Wonder how the air takes down and away for ball one. But yet the Chiefs gave up 13 runs. How often do you see that? 1-0 pitch off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Once in the peripheral and are now starting to creep into the downtown area. The sun has gone into hiding. 2-0 pitch is a strike on the outside edge. Two balls and now one strike on Javier, who's hitting 191 with three homers. He hit two last night and grounds one sharply foul to the left side. Next pitch, just low. We're full, 3-2. Comes a payoff from McGreevy. Hit hard to first, down to a knee. Francisco backhands and takes it to the bag. Inning over. Three up, three down for the first time tonight. We go to the Chiefs half of the third. 3-0 Colonels. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Bag. He's ready to work in the bottom of inning number three. He'll be greeted by Jew Richardson and Wynn. 8-9-1 in the Peoria order. Tommy. A couple of hits this week. He takes low for a ball. 1-0. Infield shifted towards the left side. The next pitch on its way. That one downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Povich from the windup. His next pitch home. That one upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. A leadoff walk would be mighty fine. Chiefs look to cut into this three-run deficit. Povich home on a 3-0. He pumps it right down Broadway to get back in the count. Next pitch from the left-hander. It's a wave and a miss. That fills the count 3-2. The story for the Chiefs, batting average with runners in scoring position. They've had some games where they've racked up some knocks, just haven't gotten the big hit. Swinging a foul back by Jew. We'll do it again. Remains 3-2. Bovich looking to come all the way back. The 3-2 pitch is fouled at the plate. Jew fouled that one off himself. A little friendly fire, but he's back to his feet. With an assist from Kevin Levine, our home plate umpire. Entering action tonight, to finish the thought, Chiefs were 11 for 84 with runners in scoring position the month of May. That's just a 131 batting average. Now, the Chiefs have taken advantage of some walks. They're second in the league for most walks drawn. But they just haven't been able to get the big hit as of late. Sometimes it's that simple. Payoff pitch yet again, and it's again fouled away. Tommy will work his walks. Has strikeout in his game as well. He does a little bit of both. He fouls that one back to the green padding beyond home plate. By the way, our standard heating and cooling game time temperature was 92 degrees. It's cooled off a little bit. Another 3-2 and another swing and a foul. Standard heating and cooling setting the standard in comfort since 1939. Located at 906 Southwest Adams in Peoria. Good battle brewing here. Povich to Jew. The next pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. Jew can't believe it. Thought it was off the edge. He thought it was perhaps high. Kevin Levine said it got back to the corner. There's one away for Zade Richardson. Zade, his first multi-hit game of the year last night. He's got the batting average up to 138, trying to find his footing as the Chiefs' third catcher. First pitch from Povich misses in for a ball, 1-0. Look, the thing about Richardson, first of all, one of the nicest human beings in the world. Secondly, he's a young dude. He just turned 22. Still plenty of time in the development process for this young guy. Fouls one back. It's 1-1. And we had some family in town this week. Celebrated his birthday a couple days ago, back on the 10th. Wind has picked up a little bit. Flag's now blowing straight out towards center. 1-1 home, a swing and a miss. Catcher Morales just clinked that ball. And the count 1-2. Outfield playing relatively deep. Here comes the next delivery. Look out. Got Zade on the backside. He was hit a ton last year. Most on the team, as a matter of fact. He was plunked 14 times a year ago. That's the first time he's been hit by a pitch this season. Sure, he appreciates that, but then again, he'd probably take a few hit-by-pitches if it means you're getting on base and the OBP's going up. Foul tip into the mitt, nothing and one on Mason Wynn. Left-hander Povich working from the stretch. Hasn't had to do much of that tonight. Wynn clobbers one. Deep right center field, chasing Fedko back, and it bangs off the padding. Richardson to third. He'll have to stop there. It's a double for Wynn. And the Chiefs, little something cooking here. Second and third with just one away. Good Good sign for Wynn as he gets extra base knock. By the way, the wind has really picked up all of a sudden. What was once a nice bit of a swirl blowing out. Some debris flying around. First pitch, Chamberlain misses away for a ball, 1-0. The weird part about all this is that the radar looks relatively clean. Comes a 1-0. Strike called, breaking pitch to make it 1-1. Feel like our job as baseball broadcasters, you're like 92% baseball broadcaster, maybe 60%. Let's take that back. Maybe 30% storyteller, 10% weatherman. Here's a soft line drive, base hit right field. Chiefs will get two back. Richardson in, Wynn in, streaking for second, Chamberlain. He's in with a feet first slide, and a wild throw allows him to scoot to third. It will be a double and an error, an E9. RBI 6 and 7 on the year for Chamberlain. All of a sudden, we've got ourselves a ball game. 3-2 Colonels. L.J. Jones, the batter. He'll swing it from the right side. Infield in for the Colonels. First pitch misses downstairs for a ball, 1-0. By the way, the wind has now changed direction. Was blowing straight out, now blowing left to right. Pitch from Povich, moved the feet of Jones, 2-0 the count. See if LJ can pick on one here. Pitch home. Swinging a jam shot, grounder to the left side, diving stop, Encarnacion Strand. His only play is at first, he throws it away. Sabato couldn't pick it. And this game is knotted up at 3. Back-to-back errors here in the bottom of the third inning. Second line for the Chiefs. Funny how baseball works. 7 straight games, which the Chiefs have scored 2 runs or less, and they break out of it by scoring 3 in the bottom of the third. Mark Moriarty, Cedar Rapids pitching coach, having a word to the tune of the Jeopardy theme song. You think of iconic themes, right? You go, what, Star Wars, Jeopardy music. Is that fair to say? Meeting has come to an end as a right-hander starts throwing in the Colonel's pen. Francisco, the batter now. He'll go from the left side. First pitch from Povich. A slowly hit ground ball to the left side. Backhanded Javier throws across his body to first in time. Job well done. Jones to third on the play. 6-3 ground out for Francisco. Jones 90 feet away for Carlos Soto, who led off the second inning with a ground out. He's 0 for 1. Pitch from Povich. Wild cut and a miss. Soto out in front of a breaking ball. 3-3 the score. Back to square one in Peoria. Next pitch home is a strike on the outside edge. Nothing and two. Lovich peers in. He has his sign for Morales. Next pitch missed down and away, 1-2. Shift is on. That allows Jones, the runner at third, to get a massive lead. It's way down the third base line. The 1-2 is grounded back to the mound off the shoe tops of Povich. His throw to first is late, and it pulled Sabato off the bag. And just like that, the Chiefs have their first lead of the series. And Aaron Sabato better be careful. He got ejected yesterday by the base umpire, Justin Juska. I don't know if he has any ill will or if he holds grudges. Umpires will now talk about this along the first base line. Sabato tried to apply the tag, and Soto ran by. I think he applied the tag. No issue there. It's just a matter of, was the tag applied before Soto got to the first base back? Obviously a significant call, as this would give the Chiefs the lead. And they're still discussing along the first base line, and Soto ruled safe. Brian Dinkelman, the skipper, is out now. He's not particularly pleased. A little more animated all of a sudden. Started out as a relatively cordial conversation. Now Dinkelman will head back to his third base dugout. See how they score it in all that mess. Probably going to be an infield knock for Soto. Ball deflected off of Povich. Then he had to throw off balance to first. Be a tough luck error. First pitch misses away for a ball. 1-0 on Francisco Hernandez. They did score that as an error, by the way. Third error of the inning for Cedar Rapids. On the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, strike, good curveball that time. It's 1-1. Chiefs with four runs on just two hits. The next offering from Povich, a slowly hit ground ball towards short. Javier Gloves takes the short one at second to finally end the inning. And if you're the Chiefs, a breakthrough. They score four times in the home half of the third, and they have a lead. We're off to the fourth. Brennan Howe will have it. Michael McGreevy now pitching with an advantage. Peoria by a penny, 4-3. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA. Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer. Card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself.
Top of the fourth, and Michael McGreevy with a cushion to sit on as we enter the middle innings. A 4-3 Chiefs lead as he misses with a breaking ball down and away to start off the top half of the fourth. It's the bottom third of the Colonel's order. Charles Mack, Kyler Fenko, Willie Joe Gary. 1-0 is off the end of the bat to the netting by the Colonel's dugout foul, 1-1. Four runs on just a pair of hits for the Chiefs and three errors for the Colonels. 1-1. Breaking ball skipped up into the dirt. Two balls and a strike on Charles Mack, who's 0-1 with a K. Bit of an unconventional inning for the Chiefs, but they will certainly take it, as the story of the last few days has been the lack of offense. 2-1. Lofted down the left field line, hooking foul over by the berm. And a nice grab by a youngster reaching out over the railing. That's why you bring your glove to the ballpark. Nice souvenir to be brought home. Two balls and two strikes. And the gravy looking to work quickly. 2-2 coming. Wave and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball down. Fooled Mack, and he's down for the second time on strikes. That'll bring up Kyler Fetko, who making his high A debut today. Heard Cody touch on that the first time he came up to the dish. Promptly, not a bad start for him. Called up from Fort Myers was a couple of days ago. Kenny Taylor, who started the series with Cedar Rapids, was promoted to Double-A Wichita as the first pitch is swatted to the net, foul for strike one. But Fetko certainly was not intimidated by seeing Michael McGreevy out on the bump. You move up to high A and, hey, go out there and face the Midwest League pitcher of the week, Michael McGreevy. Fetko accepted the challenge head on. 0-1 as time was called. Now McGreevy's ready to rock, fires home, and it's in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Three runs on five hits for the Colonels. They put up runs in each of the first two trips to the plate. 1-1 from McGreevy. That's in the dirt as well, 2-1. But the three errors was what came back to bite them in the bottom half of the third as the Chiefs brought eight men to the plate. Struck for four to take a one-run edge. 2-1 pitch. Another bender. That one misses down below the knees. Three balls and a strike. Some uncharacteristic things from McGreevy tonight is he's been falling behind his fair share of Colonel hitters. Here he comes on 3-1. Get me over pitch. Navigates through the zone. 3-2. The count goes full on Fetko. Quite the journey it's been for Fetko. Whirlwind of a week, 3-2. Bouncer up the third baseline. Tough play for Mendlinger, who's charging. Crossbody throw is in time. Fine defensive effort from Mendlinger at the hot corner to put away Fetko for out number two. That'll turn things over to Willie Joe Gary. Bases clear, two away, top half of the fourth. If you're just joining us on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, my name's Brendan Howe. Pleasure to have you along for the ride. First one to the number nine man is a swing and a miss. Fastball down. Conditions have certainly changed as well from when we started this ballgame. Wind was slightly blowing out to left, now howling toward right. Pitch home. Grounder toward first and past the diving glove of Francisco. That'll rattle into the corner. Gary will hit the bag at first. He's thinking. The throw comes back into Hernandez at second. And putting on the brakes there with a two-out double is Willie Joe Gary. And the inning will continue. A hot shot down the right field line. The set of a man in scoring position for the Colonels now. And back to the top of the order we go for Anthony Prada. So again, back to the uncharacteristic traits that we've seen tonight from Michael McGreevy. He's been a guy that's been known early on this season, at least, to induce some soft contact. First pitch to Prado, misses down and away, ball one. But Cedar Rapids, to their credit, has been able to square up the right-hander a couple of times tonight. Six hits already in the ballgame. Look to second, now the 1-0 home. Bender finds its spot, down and away for a strike to level the count, 1-1. Gravy trying to get the Chiefs offense back to the dish with a chance to extend on a lead for the first time in quite some time. 1-1, that one misses. Two balls and a strike. Inning started with a strikeout to Charles Mack. Kyler Fetko bounced out to third before the Willie Joe Gary double kept us rolling here in this top of the fourth. McGreevy set, kicks, and fires a 2-1. A number up the third baseline will be foul by the bag. So 2-2 we go now. McGreevy does not want to see this inning get to Jefferson Morales and Christian Encarnacion Strand territory. Those two have just been a thorn in the side of the Chiefs in this series. Colonels taking the first three games of the week. Chiefs trying to bounce back. 2-2 from McGreevy. On the corner. Caught him looking. Strike three. Froze Prado. And a couple of Ks in the inning for McGreevy. Strand's a runner. Chiefs on top by 1-4-3. We roll to the bottom of the fourth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bottom third of the order for the Chiefs in the bottom of the fourth against Colonel starter Cade Povich. What a rocky bottom of the third inning as he misses to start off Menlinger. Fastball low and away, one ball, no strikes. Menlinger 0 for 1. Popped out to Prado in short right field his first time. 1-0 from the lefty. Flicked foul up and over the Colonel dugout. That'll reach the seats, 1-1. Some ominous clouds rolling over the ballpark as we roll in the middle innings here. Started the day with some sunshine, some nice heat. 1-1 is to the backstop, foul off the end of the bat of Menlinger. A ball and two strikes. Looked as if we would be okay. We had some weather on the radar for a little while. Looked as if we were going to be able to get this one in, and 1-2, the count on Menlinger. Base is clear, and the pitch home from Povich. Ground ball towards second, softly hit, played by Prado. The crossbody throw won't be in time. As it took a hop over to Sabato at first base, no chance to get the speedy Menlinger. There, he's aboard with an infield hit. Make himself 1-for-2. And he'll transition things over to Tommy Ju with the man aboard. The reason the weather is somewhat prominent here in this ballgame is the wind factor. First one from Povich. Ju shows bunt and drops it foul behind the dish. It got past Morales up to second base, scampers Menlinger. And he'll pull up there. After the pitch, it looked like Ju may have gotten a piece of that off the bottom of the barrel, but it just trickled off the glove of Morales to the backstop. So Menlinger into scoring position now. After the pass ball. Ball and no strikes on Tommy. Pitch from Povich. Wave and a miss. Had him out on his front foot. One ball, one strike. Slow breaking ball. That wind factor certainly will benefit the left-handed bats blowing straight out to right field. 1-1 as Tommy rests in the right-handed batter's box. Povich will look out to Menlinger at second, fires home. A breaking ball bounces up to the plate. Two balls and a strike. Seen a lot of home runs in this series on the part of the Colonels. Hit four of them last night on their way to a 13-1 victory. A different ball game here tonight. Chiefs currently on top 4-3 as we play the fourth, 2-1. That one nibbles the bottom of the zone, 2-2 on Tommy. That third inning, the Colonels coughed up three errors. The Chiefs will certainly take runs any way they can get them right now. Perhaps that's all it takes. Just see a couple go up. Just able to get a piece to stay alive. Did Tommy fouled it off. Straight to the backstop, and the count holds. We'll do it again. Povich entered tonight with an ERA in the threes. He had seen Peoria previously, in which he had much success. Allowed just a couple of runs in the first meeting, as this one's bounced right back to the mound. A look to second base, a wide throw. Menlinger can't get back in time. A heads-up play from Povich, and now Patrick Anderson wants a word as he trots in from the third base coaching box. Giving Justin Jeska a piece of his mind here as Menlinger is retired for the first out of the inning. Patrick Anderson not letting that one go lightly. Now Anderson and Jeska will go their separate ways as Zade Richardson gets sent to stand in. Aboard on the fielder's choice is Tommy Jew. Not a great base running effort by Menlinger there. And a check on Tommy at first base. He's in with a head first slide. So a 1-4 fielder's choice. Don't see that one every day. Tommy taking off on the pitch. It's a breaking ball low. The throw to second base is not in time. Tommy goes in standing at second with a stolen bat. Drew got a great jump. Good pitch to run on. Breaking ball down and away. Tough for Morales to gather and fire. Tommy's in there with his ninth stolen base of the season. 1-0 the count on Richardson. Now the runner in scoring position for Peoria as Richardson grounds it down the first baseline and into right of base hit. Jew will hit the bag at third. He can walk home, and Peoria will extend their lead. It's now 5-3. Zade Richardson picking up his first ribby of the year. How about that for Zade Richardson, a guy who didn't see a lot of playing time early in the season. And here comes Brian Dinkelman to perhaps pull the plug on Cade Povich as there's action in the pen. Has not made the signal yet. Now he has. It'll be a Julie call to the bullpen. We'll talk to you all about him as well as Zade Richardson when we return on the other side of the break. You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetView does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetView debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetView, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is Julie called to the bullpen for the Colonels, brings on Andrew Cabezas. Right-hander, a lot of them in that Colonels bullpen. He comes on in relief of Cade Povich. It'll be Mason Wynn, the man to greet him. Breaking ball down in the dirt. First pitch to start him. It's 1-0. RBI single from Zade Richardson. Made it a 5-3 ball game, and that knocked Cade Povich out of action tonight. Third hit in his last couple of games for Zade. First time all year that he's gotten back-to-back starts. And, oh, Wynn takes one right off the spine. Look out, an inside breaker. No bite to that whatsoever. And Wynn absorbs that one right on the back. He's aboard for the second time. Not how he imagined it, I assume. That pushes Richards into scoring position. And it'll bring up Matt Chamberlain. And it was Matt, his last time up, who opened the scoring for the Chiefs, brought home the first couple of runs with a 2-RBI double. He's got a couple of men aboard here with one away. Pitch from Cabezas. The slider misses off the outer part. Cabezas, 5'10", 175, 25 years old, from Miami, Florida. Features a sinker-slider change mix. Here it comes with a 1-0. There's a slider and fouled at the dish. Was a check swing. And the catcher, Morales, took a moment to react to that one. Was in and out of his mitt. Umpire Kevin Levine saying that one's fouled. Richardson and Wynn were on the move. One ball, one strike. Cabezas out of the stretch, working from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch home into the outside part of the zone. Found his spot for strike two. A ball and two strikes. Six appearances for Cabezas on the year. Record of 1-1, a 5.91 earned run average. One ball, two strikes. Chamberlain trying to hang tough with two. The pitch from Cabezas in there. Strike three call. Got him looking. That slider swept across the plate. Went west to east and froze Chamberlain. He's gone for out number two. Here's LJ Jones.
Now batting the left fielder, number 20, LJ Jones.
Jones hit his first long ball of the year last night. Gave the Chiefs their lone run of the ball game as he takes a look at one down and in here for strike one. Jones thus far tonight, 0-for-1, reached on an error and scored a run. Trying to do what he can to bring around Zade Richardson and Mason Wynn. 0-1 pitch from Cabezas, down and away. Oh, taken for a strike. Jones gave a quick shake of the head. So he backs out of the box to recollect himself. A large alley out there in right center field if Jones can find it. And a ball out there could score Mason Wynn from first with his speed. Cabezas got him down 0-2. Pitch home into the dirt. Ball and two strikes. Cabezas in 18th round selection back in the 2018 draft. Finished 2021 on a strong note, allowing just two runs all of September across a handful of appearances there. 1-2 to Jones. On the knees, strike three called. Dropped a slider right into the basket and froze Jones. Back-to-back K's ends the bottom of the fourth. The Chiefs strand two, but they add another. It's 5-3. Michael McGreevy back to work in a moment on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Top of the fifth, it's 2-3-4 for the Colonels, set to go against Michael McGreevy, Jefferson Morales, Christian Encarnacion Strand, Aaron Sabato. Three biggest threats. You can make an argument it's been everybody in this series as McGreevy starts him off with a strike on the outer part of the plate, nothing in one. Morales celebrating his 23rd birthday today. Wave and a miss, nothing in two. Had a pretty good night last night. Gave himself a couple of early birthday presents with a couple of hits. Takes one up and in, a ball and two strikes. Was on board three times last night in the win. Wave and a miss, strike three. McGreevy blew it right by him. Got him to offer up and away. And another strikeout. Peoria pitchers have had that strikeout pitch work in the last couple of evenings. That'll bring up Christian Encarnacion Strand with the bases empty, one gone. If you were with us in the pregame show, we talked about the strength of the starting pitching that's actually kept Peoria in a lot of these games over this nine-game slide. Encarnacion Strand chops one left side, played by Menlinger, slings it across in time, and there's two away. Two up, two down in the top of the fifth. Can't draw it up much better than that. And here's Aaron Sabato. You can navigate through those two bats that quickly, doing something right. Here's Sabato, who's working on an 0-for-2 evening. Strikeout and a flyout to Chamberlain and Wright. Bases clear, two away. McGreevy trying to go three up and three down and get the Chiefs swinging again. Breaking ball in the dirt to start him 1-0. Peoria Chiefs welcoming Pittsburgh Steeler Kendrick Green to the ballpark tonight. 1-0. Down and away, two balls, no strikes. Third round selection of Pittsburgh back in 2021. A Peoria native. Multi-sport athlete. Took some batting practice down on the field, did Kendrick, before the ball game. That one dips low. Three balls, no strikes. I have to say, even though he hasn't played baseball in a number of years, going to give Kendrick some credit. He was squaring up some balls down there in the cage earlier on this afternoon. 3-0. Bouncer off McGreevy up the middle. Hernandez with a backhanded snare and throw to first in time. And three up, three down. Not too shabby of a fifth inning for Michael McGreevy. They go 1-2-3. The Chiefs on top by a pair. 5-3 as we move along on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Thomas Francisco set to climb into the box to start it off for the Chiefs. In the bottom of the fifth, they lead it by a pair, 5-3. We roll along. Andrew Cabezas back to work. First arm called upon out of the bullpen for the Colonels tonight. Francisco will be followed by Soto and Francisco Hernandez in the inning. Cabezas from the stretch. First pitch, a slider that misses off the outer edge, 1-0. Thomas tonight, 0-for-2, fly out to left and a ground out to short. Infield shift is on. The abbreviated shift, that is, as the 1-0 pitch misses, trying to go back to the outside corner and miss. Two balls, no strikes. Of course, some of the new rules put into effect at the minor league level this year prohibits a team from the full shift that you see at the major league level with three infielders on one side of the second base bag as the 2-0 also misses. Firmly in the driver's seat now is Francisco. 3-0 from Cabezas. Get me over pitch finds its spot. Down and in for a strike. 3-1. Fans have their mixed opinions on how the shift impacts the game. 3-1. Another slider. That one, some good bite to it. Ended up middle. Started on the paint of the left-handed batter's box and worked its way back. Count goes full on Francisco. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cabezas ready. Lifts the leg and fires. And did he tie him up? No, he did not. It's inside for ball 4. Francisco thought about going around, but was able to hold the barrel back. And the Chiefs able to draw themselves a leadoff walk. Second consecutive inning, the Chiefs have had the leadoff man aboard. To bring up Carlos Soto. Bounced back to Povich's first time and then reached on a Povich error in the third. Pitcher's mound was a ball magnet earlier on in the game off the bat of Soto as he takes one down by the shoot tops, a slider that bent a little bit too much. A ball and no strikes. 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Colonels, 5 runs, 4 hits for the Chiefs. They really played to the benefit of those 3 mishaps by Cedar Rapids to this point in the game. 1-0, this one on a line. It'll dunk down into right, a base hit. Francisco moving up to second base. He'll stop there as the throw comes back into the infield. And the Chiefs with their 5th hit of the ball game, and they've got something brewing here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Base hit for Soto, who's been aboard twice in his last couple of trips to the dish. Here's Francisco Hernandez. Fly out to center field, his first go-around, and then a 6-4 fielder's choice in the third. Couple of ducks on the pond, still nobody away as he shows bunt, bloops it into foul territory, Strand coming on, he can't make the catch. Dugout, but was unable to reel it in. Falls harmlessly for strike one, Hernandez will breathe some new life. Tell you what, Encarnacion Strand, for being as big as he is, he's got a large 6-foot-4-inch frame. He can move. He's an athlete out there. He's already made one heck of a web gem already in the ballgame as Hernandez lines this one back up the middle in for a hit. Over to third is Francisco. He'll get the stop sign as the throw goes all the way to the dish. Heck of a throw from the center fielder Gary to the plate. That would have had Francisco by a sizable margin. No sense in trying to send him with still nobody out. 3 straight base runners to open up this 5th inning for the Chiefs and a potential to bust this one open.
Now batting the third baseman, number four, Noah Mendlinger.
I'm going to bring up Noah Mendlinger with an opportunity. He was singled and was thrown out at second base. The roles have been a little bit reversed here into the middle innings. Chiefs have scored in back-to-back innings and knocking on the door of three in a row. First pitch to Mendlinger on a line. Right to Encarnacion Strand. Dives for the bag at third. A double play. There's the defense of Encarnacion Strand right on cue. The Chiefs just cannot catch a break. As Morales is out to the mound to have a chat. That'll bring up Tommy Ju. That ball was hit right on the screws to Encarnacion Strand, who made a leaning grab and then a heck of an athletic effort to dive into third as Francisco tried to scamper back. Both men went diving to the front corner of the bag, and it was Encarnacion Strand's glove who beat the fingertips of Francisco by a hair. So here's Tommy. It was a bases-loaded, no-out situation. Has suddenly turned into a first and second two-out spot as Ju fouls away the first pitch down the right field line. Christian Encarnacion Strand saved at least a couple of runs with that play. Count nothing in one on Tommy. Cabezas is breathing a little bit easier out on the mound. 0-1 at the knees, a called strike two. Got him looking at that sinker. Has him in the palm of his hand now. No balls and two strikes to Ju. The pitch home from the righty. A slider on the corner. Caught him looking. Strike three. Down goes Tommy Ju. And the best opportunity the Chiefs have had to really break this one open goes for naught. It's still 5-3. We go to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. A rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
It's a bullpen game from here on out at Dozier Park tonight. This Julie call to the bullpen to begin the top of the sixth. Brings in Michael Jasenka to the fold. Michael McGreevy's night is over. Seth Gray, Wander Javier, Charles Mack will be the three to greet Jasenka, who works from the first base side of the rubber, winds and fires. It's a fastball that misses away. One ball, no strikes. Jasenka has not earned a decision on the year. 9 2/3 innings pitched, 9 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, 9 Ks, and an ERA of a 5.59 entering action tonight as he pumps a slider on the outer black for a strike to level the count, 1-1. Working quickly as the righty comes home. Big cut and a miss. A healthy hack from Seth Gray. A ball and two strikes. It has really been a thorn in the side of the Chiefs in this series. Entered action tonight, 3-for-7 in the series with a pair of doubles, a home run, and four RBIs as he swats it foul on 1-2. That'll find the seating bowl up above the Colonel dugout. Count will hold and we'll do it again. 5-3, our score here from Dozier Park as we play the top of the sixth. Pitch from Yasenka, cut on and missed, strike three. Held on to behind the dish by Soto. First strikeout for Michael Yasenka. And a good way to start the top of the sixth out of the pen for the righty. Here's Wander Javier. The McGreevy's night comes to an end after five innings, giving up anybody and struck out seven. Wave and a miss from Javier up over the top of a fastball. Top hand came off the bat on the backswing. That's nothing in one. High hold with the bat from the right-handed batter's box. Open stance, the 0-1. Chopper third base side. Menlinger plays it on a hop, gloves, and fires in plenty of time for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down. Here's Charles Mack. And the Peoria pitching has really settled in quite nicely after giving up three runs in the first couple of innings. It's been three zeros ever since in the third, fourth, and fifth, and one out away from doing it for a fourth straight frame. Offering from Yasenka, cut on and missed. Another big hack by a Colonel hitter. 0-1. Been a frustrating night for Mack to this point. Couple of strikeouts in the second and fourth innings. A one from Yasenka. That's a bite to that one, down and in. Ball and a strike. 17th round choice was Yasenka in the 2019 draft. A returnee to this 2022 squad for the Chiefs. 1-1, swing and a miss again. Got him over the top of a breaking ball. Chance to set down Mack with the old hat trick. The 1-2, got him swinging. 1-2-3. Goes Yasenka in the sixth out of the pen. A couple of strikeouts, and the Chiefs hold their lead. It's 5-3. We go to the bottom of the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
'63, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
From one bullpen arm to the other, it's Brad Hanner called upon. Another righty on this Julie call to the pen to begin the bottom of the sixth. Sade Richardson to step into the box. Foul tips the first one. And off we go in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Chiefs owners of a two-run lead as we speak. 5-3 our score here from Dozier Park. Game four of a six-game series as Hanner enters. 6'4", 210, 23 years old and of Orange County, Virginia. A one. Richardson checked his swing, did not go around, and the count will even up. Played his college ball at the University of Miami. Intercept 1-1. A big breaker as Richardson unable to time it up. Just got a piece of it to flick it to the backstop. Ball and two strikes. I beg your pardon. Cabezas actually played his college ball at the University of Miami. His night just came to an end. Patrick and Henry Community College was where Hannah resided in his collegiate days. Richardson, ready for the 1-2. Encarnacion Strand shuffles and fires. It throws high, and it gets away. And Richardson reaches. Second error of the night will be charged to Encarnacion Strand, the fourth of the game for the Colonels. Uncharacteristic mistakes with the leather tonight. As Richardson's aboard for the third time in three trips. Have yourself a couple of nights, Zade Richardson. Perhaps turning the heads of the coaching staff here in Peoria. Here's Mason Wynn. Always good to see guys get their opportunities, but when they can take advantage of it like Richardson has the past couple of nights, certainly benefits the entire team when they can chip in when necessary. As the first pitch to Wynn was high, taken for a ball, 1-0. Richardson was one of two Chiefs in the lineup last night to record a multi-hit game. 1-0 from Hanner. Here it comes. It's a breaker down and away. Good take from Mason Wynn to lay off. Hanner, the second arm called upon by Brian Dinkelman out of the Colonel's pen. Trying to settle down a ball game that's seen the Chiefs explode for five runs in back-to-back innings combined. Four in the third, one in the fourth, and had one heck of a chance to do it again in the fifth. 2-1 to Wynn. Foul to the netting. Count evens up, two balls, two strikes. Had bases loaded with nobody out. And then it was Noah Menlinger who hit an absolute rocket to Encarnacion Strand at third, who made a leaning grab and then dove back to the bag at third for the force out and a double play to quickly erase any further chance. And a close play at first as a check on Richardson's unsuccessful, but nearly had him leaning. Did Hanner. 2-2 to Mason Wynn, who's been waiting patiently. Nobody out, one man on for the Chiefs in their half of the sixth. Hanner kicks and deals. It's up high. The count goes full 3. Hanner, 8 appearances on the season, a record of 3-0, and a .69 ERA. It's been Mr. Reliable for the Colonels out of the bullpen. 3-2 on Wynn. The count's full, and another look at Richardson. Oh, a close play. Hanner thought they had him that time. Richardson just kind of did a belly flop as his back foot gave out on the dive back. Apparently just able to get the hand back in, said Justin Jeska. Payoff to Wynn on a line to short. It's caught by Javier, and the return throw to first is in time for the double play. Richardson didn't even make an effort to get back to first base on that one. That was a frozen rope off the bat of Mason Wynn. Back-to-back innings with a double play that just leaves the Chiefs shaking their head. A 6-3 double play. And here's Matt Chamberlain with suddenly the bases cleared and two gone. First one's a slider in the dirt. Taken for a ball. That's been the Chiefs' luck the last couple of days. A 1-0 to Chamberlain. Chopper towards second base. Gloved by Prado. He'll sling it over to first in plenty of time to retire the side. So despite giving up a base runner, Hanner faces the minimum. And Chiefs still lead it by a pair. It's 5-3 as we move to the seventh. Cody Schindler's got you covered from now until the final out here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Michael Yasenko was sharp in his first inning of work out of the bullpen. Look for a repeat effort here in the top of the seventh. 5-3 Chiefs as they look to snap a 9-game losing skid. Six of those losses at the hands of South Bend, three to these Colonels. Tyler Fedko, the batter, he takes strike one, a breaking pitch off the outside edge. Perhaps nip the outside edge. One strike pitch, tapped foul. Ryan Dinkelman fields and flips to a fan. The count 0-2. Fedko, 1-for-2 in the ball game. He scored in that two-run second. Senka ready. His next pitch is tapped foul at the plate. Fedko able to spoil that one. That's about all he could do with that pitch. Spoil it. Right hander Yasenka. From the windup, the 0-2 is crushed to left field. Jones is back. He's at the track. This ball is gone. A home run. Fedko, what a high A debut. Singled and scored in the second. Now a solo homer. It's a one-run game in Peoria. 5-4 Peoria.
Now batting the center fielder, number 4, Willie Joe Gary Jr.
That brings Gary to the plate. Willie Joe Gary Jr., 2-for-2. Had some good swings tonight. First pitch from Yasenka. Back foot slider missed. 1-0. From the windup, the next pitch home. Gary hits one a mile high. Foul ground down the right field line. Chamberlain makes the catch just in front of the sidewall. Didn't have a ton of room. Lucky for Chamberlain, he did not need any more room. One away, here's Prado now. 4 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Cedar Rapids, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for our Chiefs. We're in the top of the seventh. Right-hander Yasenka delivers, and a wave and a miss kicks off the AB. Prado, 1-for-3, single home a pair in the second. The windup, the next pitch home, check swing, Prado went around, no need for an appeal. Pitcher Yasenka was pointing towards the base umpire, Justin Jeska. No need. The 0-2 try, ring him up, strike three. It was on the plate, but Prado thought it was down. Kevin Levine ripped his mask off. He's having some words with somebody in that Colonel's dugout. Ryan Dinkelman. Everybody's having words with Kevin Levine. Hope he has a thick skin. Two outs in the inning. Here's Morales, who fouls the first pitch straight back. 0-1. Fun ball game tonight. We've seen just about everything. One pitch downstairs for a ball, 1-1. We've seen the Colonels kick it a few times defensively. Seen a long ball. We've seen plenty of discussions between players and umpires. Morales loops one in the right center for a base hit. By the way, Morales and L.J. Jones exchanged some words in the middle innings as well. Second reach for Morales. Here's Encarnacion Strand. The very dangerous third baseman. Yasenka goes from the stretch. Nobody up in either bullpen. First offering misses down and away. Ball one. Dark clouds overhead. We're still moving here into the seventh. 1-0 delivery. Encarnacion Strand high and deep to center field. Jew is back on the track. He's got room. Ball does not carry particularly well to center field. Tommy Jew had just enough room to reel that one in. Colonels get one closer on the solo homer from Fedco. It's stretch time at Dozier Park. Chiefs 5, Colonels 4 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and so I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bradley Hanner back to the mound in the bottom of the seventh inning. One run cushion for our Chiefs. We look to get back in the win column. It's been a while. Chiefs have not won since May 1st. Nine-game losing streak. Peoria offense has really struggled over that span, averaging just 1.5 runs per game. Jones to lead things off against Hanner. First pitch, a front-door breaking ball that stayed inside. Ball one. Jones reached via an error in the third. He's also flied out and struck out. On the 1-0 try, swinging a tapper rolling foul towards the third base dugout where it's scooped up by Jair Camargo as the night off. You know, a night where they give one of their normal starters a night off, still a loaded lineup. 1-1 the count, the next pitch from Hanner. Jones skies it, fouling out of play, right side. Landed in an empty. Mentioned a decent crowd here tonight, just a little over 2,000 strong. Folks came out to see Kendrick Green, Peoria native, offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jones cuts and misses, chased a high heater. Second time tonight, he's been a strikeout victim. One away, here's Francisco. Bats in the left side. Walked back in the fifth. He's officially 0 for 2. There is action in the Chiefs' pen. That's a right-hander up and throwing. Ryan Lutis. Francisco offers it the first pitch, and he skies it to center. Gary trotting in, makes the head-high grab. Two outs. Gary's got plenty of speed. He never had to turn it on to get to that one. Just a steady jog to get underneath a high-towering fly. Two away, here's Soto. Soto's still looking for his first hit. He takes for ball one. Carlos from Los Mochis, Mexico. The pitch from Hanner, cut on and miss, 1-1. Good breaking ball. And you can locate that one to a lefty. You're going to get good result more times than not. Down and in towards that back foot. 1-1 breaker. That one did not bend into the zone. Two balls and a strike. For the 2-1 pitch, time is got loose out in right field out of the Peoria bullpen. Bases empty, two away, 5-4 Chiefs from the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 from Hanner, swing and a foul back by Soto, make it 2-2. In the eighth inning, we'll check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. But folks at Health Alliance always keeping you up to date on other happenings. Hanner's 2-2, cut on and missed. Beat Soto in the zone, and that ends the inning. Three up, three down go the Chiefs. They lead it by a penny, 5-4 as we're off to the eighth. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Julie called to the pen brings Ryan Lutis on. Right-hander, a guy who's usually deployed in high-leverage situations. This would certainly qualify. Chiefs lead it by a run here in the eighth. The numbers on the year for Lutis, the Barrington, Illinois native. He's 2-2 with a 3.65, 12 and one-third innings. It's a swing and a miss to kick off his evening. 11 hits, 7 runs, 5 of them earned, 3 walks to 12 strikeouts. Fastball-slider combo. Face Sabato to kick things off. From the stretch, a one-strike pitch, a late swing and a miss. Nothing two on the Colonel's first baseman. 0 for 3 with a punch out. He struggles with velo at times. 0-2 pitch. Luda sticks with it and blows it right by him for strike three. That's the scout on Sabato. You talk to folks in the Twins organization. You talk to folks that have followed the Colonels. Just struggles sometimes with guys who can run it up there in the mid to upper 90s. And Lutis will top out around 96, maybe 97. Seth Gray, the batter, he takes a strike on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Five, four, Peoria lead. Chiefs looking to end a nine-game slide. Next pitch paints the outside edge. It's nothing and two. Get one in the seventh. Chiefs with four in the third and one in the fourth. Two-strike pitch fouled back to the netting. There goes our immaculate inning. We were all thinking it. Wait, Lutis is throwing. Should we push off or out-of-town scoreboard until the bottom of the eighth? Just peppering the zone. Two-strike slider missed away. It's one and two. Let's give you some scores from around the majors on this Friday, May 13th. We'll start with our finals. Brewers 2-1 over the Marlins. It's our only final, as a matter of fact. 1-2 pitch, a cut and a miss. Ryan Lutis, good stuff out of the pen. Two quick punchies for the big, tall right-hander. Elsewhere, Reds up 8-2 on the Pirates in the ninth. Astros 6-1 over the Nationals in the ninth. Tigers 5-0 on top of the Orioles. Mariners 2-1 over the Mets in the eighth as Wander Javier steps in the right-handed batter's box. Rays 3-2 over the Blue Jays in the eighth. Braves 6-4 on top of San Diego at game in the sixth. Lutis misses away for ball one. Red Sox 4-0 over the Rangers also in the sixth. Guardians Twins tied at 2 in the fifth. Yankees all over the White Sox 6-0. Bottom of the fourth from Busch Stadium. Giants 3-1. Javier a swing and a foul back. One ball and one strike. Elsewhere, Royals up by a run. 4-3 over the Rockies in the third. That game at Coors Field. Yet to begin tonight, Angels, A's, Cubs, Diamondbacks, and Phillies at the Dodgers. 1-1 home, a cut and a miss. Javier chased one up and perhaps out of the zone. Lutis a strike away from striking out the side. Deep breath from the right-hander. Wiggles the ball in his right hand before coming set. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. See you later. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Ryan Lutis strikes out the side in the eighth inning. Efficient work from the big, tall right-hander. All three strikeouts swinging. Go to the bottom of the eighth. Chiefs look to play add-on. They're up by a run. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Billy call to the pen for Cedar Rapids. They turn to Orlando Rodriguez. 6-2, 180. from Cuba. And moved to Florida. Last outing came on May 8th against Quad Cities. One inning, did not allow a run, walked a pair. First pitch missed down and away, ball one. Riguez, fastball, slider, curve, change, typical four-pitch mix. Cisco Hernandez, the first man to bat, he took away for ball one. Away, 2-0. Chiefs would love to scratch a couple here. Get some insurance. 2-0 delivery. Nip the outside edge. It's 2-1. Colonels a league best 22-8. Not been tripped up in a while. Wind up the 2-1. Awkward cut and a miss. Count 2-2. Hernandez singled back in the fifth as one of the six Peoria hits tonight. Here comes a 2-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Hernandez down swinging. Good start for Rodriguez. He'll encounter Noah Menlinger. Menlinger, left-handed swinger, hit one on the screws back in the fifth, but lined into a double play. Looked to find some green this time. Here's the first pitch to him. This is down and in, ball one. In the top of the ninth, the Colonels will send the bottom of their order to the plate. Mac, Fedco, and Willie Joe Gary. See, 1-0. This is downstairs for a ball, 2-0 the count. No action in either bullpen. Lutis will be asked to get the six-out save. It would be his third of the year. Comes a 2-0 try. This is up and in, three balls and no strikes. We mentioned that there was a threat for rain. It looks like perhaps it will hold off. We got a fireworks show post-game, however. It's going to be quite the race to get that set up. 3-0 pitch misses inside, ball four, Menlinger, as he works a walk.
Now batting the center fielder, number 11, Tommy Chu.
Right-handed swinging Tommy Jew, the batter now. There goes Menlinger. First pitch cut on and missed. It will be a stolen base for Menlinger. He had a great jump, and he picked a good pitch to run on. It was a breaking ball in the dirt. Menlinger in standing. He's now at scoring position. He's now in scoring position at second. One out. Next pitch, grounded, foul, just to the left of third. That would have certainly brought home Menlinger. Two strikes on Tommy. Next pitch, check swing, Jew held up. One ball, two strikes, one away here in the bottom of the eighth. Set at the belt, Rodriguez. Here he comes. Slider missed down and away, 2-2. Menlinger measuring an aggressive lead. The next pitch home, a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Morales popped up quickly and applied the tag. two away. We have to Zade Richardson, who's three times. He's hit by pitch, but to an RBI single and then reached via an error. Zade goes from the right side. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss. Front door breaking ball. Infield, outfield playing relatively straight up. Prado, the second baseman, is shaded towards the middle. 0-1 home. This is down and away. Morales clinked it, but ball did not trickle away. 1-1 will do it again tomorrow. Same time, same place it will be. Sawyer Gibson Long for Cedar Rapids. Gordon Graceffo, the Cardinals minor league pitcher of the month for April, will go for Peoria. 1-1 offering brings us a check swing. Richardson held up. Now 2-1. Four 8-4 for Cedar Rapids, 5-6-0 for our Chiefs from the bottom of the eighth. It's a key insurance run. Standing at second, the 2-1 pitch. Richardson lines one foul. One hops off the bullpen mound and onto the berm. Mason Wynn is on deck. Should he be needed? Rodriguez looking for a zero. A chance to get his team back in the dugout. Here's a 2-2 home. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Richardson thought it was down.
If you're out there in the left field, burn.
But little argument other than a brief glare. We go to the ninth. Ryan Lutis will try to close it out. Face the bottom of the Colonel's order, and we return on the Peoria Chiefs.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Ryan Lutis struck out the side in the eighth. He'll try to put a bow on this one in the ninth. Peoria 5, Cedar Rapids 4, game 4 of this series. First pitch from Lutis. A strike called as a noticeable lightning strike approached. One strike pitch to Mack, a swing and a miss. Nothing in two on Charles Mack, the designated hitter. Lutis would love to give him a golden sombrero. And that time called as Lutis came set. Here's the next pitch, and a just missed. One ball and two strikes. Guy on deck is Fevco, making his high A debut. He's been dangerous. Two hits, including a solo homer. Kicking a 1-2. Fastball just off the edge. Two balls and two strikes. Infield shifted slightly to the right side. The 2-2 offering. Cut on and missed. Mack punches out for the fourth time tonight. Lutis, all four batters he's faced, have gone down via the K.
Now batting the right fielder, Kyler Fedko.
A night after the Chiefs racked up 16 Ks, pitching staff has collected 14 this evening, and Lutis gets ahead with strike one on Fedko. Fedko bats from the right side, a bit of a closed stance, front foot, closing off front shoulder. Next offering, a knee-buckling slider. Fooled Fedko, it's nothing and two. Lutis would love to make sure this inning doesn't get interesting. So far, they haven't put a ball in play. Right-hander rocks on that back leg. He's set. The pitch is fouled back to the netting. Looks like Fedko nearly took that one out of the mitt of Carlos Soto. Two strikes. The Colonel's right fielder. Bases empty, one out. Top of the ninth, 5-4 Chiefs. The next pitch. Wave and a miss. Ryan Lutis dealing his way through the middle and now the bottom of the Colonel's order. It'll be up to Willie Joe Gary Jr., who's collected a pair of knocks tonight. He's also scored a run. Feel like he's a lot better player than his average would suggest, just 186. He offers at the first pitch and lifts it to left center. The park will hold this one. Jew is over. Makes the catch in the gap. And that ends the losing skid. 9-game skid is over. Chiefs win it. 5-4 the final. They knock off the first place Cedar Rapids Colonels. Colonels fall to 22-9 on the year. They maintain the best record in the Midwest League, but they do not come out on top tonight. Chiefs win it by a penny. They improve to 13-18 and get one closer in the first place Colonels. And more importantly, said it before, we'll say it again, they snap the 9-game losing streak. Chiefs win it 5-4 the final. Brendan Howe will have the postgame show when we return. Chiefs win it. Feels good to be back on the right side of things. 5-4 the final. Brendan will break it down when we return. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network. For my part, this is Cody Schindler saying good night from Peoria. Brendan taking the rest of the way. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
There's a saying that goes, all good things must come to an end. For the Chiefs tonight, all bad things came to an end. They get a win, they snap a 9-game losing streak, and they avoid dropping their 10th in a row. They get the victory, a final score of 5-4 in game 4 of this 6-game series against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They did not score for the final 4 innings, but it didn't matter. The bullpen was nails as Michael Yasenka and Ryan Lutis combined for 4 innings of 1-run baseball out of the bullpen, and the Chiefs rode a strong performance to the victory. They hung on late, and they win it by a final of 5-4. We'll give you the final line score and then dig into how the game went down for the victorious Chiefs. 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors, and for the Colonels, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors. We have post-game fireworks here from Dozier Park tonight. You can hear Dustin Fitzpatrick in the background, and you'll be able to hear those fireworks teeing off in just a moment as we'll dig into the box score and how this game got started and how it finished. Seth Gray got the scoring started in the first inning. He led it off with an RBI single, and then in the second inning it was Anthony Prado who chipped in with a 2-RBI base hit himself. That made it a 3-0 ball game. And then the Chiefs got a couple of gifts in the third inning. They brought 8 men to the plate, and it was 3 errors converted by the Colonels in that inning. A hit-by-pitch to Zade Richardson got it started. Mason Wynn followed it up with a double. Matt Chamberlain did the same exact thing, trading places with Mason Wynn at second. He drove home both Richardson and Wynn to bring the Chiefs back within a run. L.J. Jones reached on an error, and then Carlos Soto also would reach via an error from the starter Cade Povich. And then Francisco Hernandez would bounce into a 6-4 fielder's choice to end the frame. But the Chiefs struck back for 4 runs to take a 1-run edge. They would again claw back to it in the fourth inning and scratch across one more to make it a 2-run game off of a Zade Richardson RBI base hit. Set himself quite a couple of nights for the Chiefs. And then we move to the seventh. And it was a home run from Kyler Fedko making his high A debut tonight. He had quite a debut. It was 2-for-4, a home run, a base hit, a couple of runs scored, and an RBI. What a first impression on the Colonels staff and teammates for Kyler Fedko. And then the game would stay scoreless after that. The Chiefs would hang on. Ryan Lutis, tonight's commander-in-chief player of the game. He was absolutely splendid out of the pen. 2 shutout innings, 5 strikeouts to the 6 batters that he faced. It was 5 in a row before getting the final out of Willie Joe Gary Jr. It was a flyout to Tommy Jew in center field to cap off the ball game. The Chiefs snap a 9-game losing skid with the victory. They improved to 13-18 on the year. The Colonels fall to 22-9 in defeat. Let's take a look at the box score for the Chiefs. Mason Wynn 1-for-3, a run scored. Matt Chamberlain 1-for-3, 2 RBIs, a run scored and a walk. LJ driven a run. Thomas Francisco an 0-for-3 effort. Carlos Soto 1-for-4. Same for Francisco Hernandez. Noah Mendlinger 1-for-3 with a free pass. Tommy Jew 0-for-4, but did come around to score. He reached on an error. And Zade Richardson 1-for-3 came around across the plate and drove in a run for the Chiefs. For Cedar Rapids, the notable performance tonight was from Jefferson Morales. Once again, a multi-hit game. 2-for-4 with a run scored. Did not drive in a run. That was Anthony Prado's duty. 1-for-4 with a couple of runs batted in. Same with Seth Gray, who also picked up an RBI in tonight's ballgame in a 1-for-4 effort. Kyler Fedko, 2-for-4. And Willie Joe Gary Jr., also 2-for-4. As the bottom of the order was getting it done for Cedar Rapids, but it was not enough. As Cade Povich, the starter today for the Colonels, only made it through 3 1/3, giving up 5 runs and on 4 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Only 3 of those 5 runs that he allowed were earned, however. On the flip side for Peoria, Michael McGreevy got the ball. He went 5 innings, giving up 3 on 6 hits, no walks, 7 Ks. And then we talked to you about the bullpen, how good they were tonight. Michael Yasenko, Ryan Lutis combining for four innings of one-run baseball, allowing just two hits combined and striking out eight total. They were magnificent. The Chiefs needed this one. They put it in the win column. They pick up their 13th of the year. They improved to 11-5 here at the confines of Dozier Park in front of the home crowd. They have been very, very good there this year, although not earlier this week, but hopefully this puts them back on a trend in the right direction. They win it by a final, once again, of 5-4. This game was played in 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of 2,039 fans. We started at 6:35, ended at 8:53, and those fans, most of them have stuck around for the fireworks show, taking place in left center field currently, as what's turned out to be a beautiful night. We dodged some weather that we had on the radar a little bit ago, midway through the ballgame. Wasn't sure if we were going to be able to conclude this one and get it all in, but we certainly did so, and the Chiefs are certainly glad that we did, as they picked up a much-needed victory to get them back into the win column. We take a look at the Help Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Lake County taking down Great Lakes by a final of 4-2. They're on a roll. They've won 9 in a row. Dayton over Lansing coming back, winning at 6-2. They were down earlier on in the ballgame. Wisconsin and Quad Cities. It's Quad Cities up 8-7 on Wisconsin, the top of the 8th. That game's still underway, and that is the only one that has not yet come to a conclusion. That's a look at the Help Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. A doozy for you tomorrow night. Gordon Graceffo goes for the Chiefs. First pitch at 6:35. Same time, same place, same two teams. We look forward to having you with us here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Thank you for spending part of your Friday evening with us. For the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe, saying goodnight. From the booth at Dozier Park, we'll talk to you tomorrow for the pregame show at 6:20.